From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kurdish forces on the move in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces say they've retaken five villages east of the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. One of the Kurdish military leaders described the operation outside Mosul as ongoing. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the push by Kurdish fighters was expected and that these current attacks might be probe attacks with a major push to come next month or in October.
Most important thing to remember is what are the political forces or political events which are going to go along with this military action in order to get to control Mosul and to kick out the ISIS.
Mosul is where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate in 2014, covering Iraq and Syria along with other parts of the region in the Middle East. Local officials and foreign military commanders in Afghanistan have played down concerns Islamic State is expanding activities beyond its traditional strongholds in the east. They insist the recent killing of the local leader of an IS in an American drone strike and gains by Afghan forces against the Syrian-based terrorist group have cornered the militants in parts of eastern Nangarhar and Kunar provinces, which border Pakistan. The nearly 2,600-kilometer porous border between Afghanistan and Pakistan is blamed for militant and other illegal movements on both sides. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from the northern city of Manbij, says it will now target another IS-held town, Al-Bab, near the Turkish border. By capturing Al-Bab, these Syrian Democratic Forces would tighten their grip on the area along the border, making it more difficult for Islamic State to bring in fighters and supplies. This